Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
All right, Jeff, quote unquote, Nicole is on hold and ready to go. Do you want her to tell her story or do you want to tell her story first?
The short version is this. She is doing something to her husband. Mm-hmm. She is stealing. She has stolen something that her husband has worked very hard for, and she's holding it for ransom, and he doesn't even know. He has no idea mm-hmm. that she's the one who stole it. She knows it's stolen. He knows it's stolen, but she is completely...
You just said he didn't know.
No, he knows that it's stolen.
Okay.
He doesn't know that his wife, for better or for worse, the woman who took his hand like a year ago in marriage and said, I will support you
dramatic.
And love you forever.
Okay.
She has stolen something that he has worked his ass off for the past year to get.
And she thinks that all the women are going to agree with her?
And she totally thinks she's justified.
And she has no conscience about this.
Okay.
Good morning. Is Nicole going on The Voice Disguiser or no?
I think so.
Hey, Nicole, go ahead. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi, you guys.
Hey. What'd you steal?
You didn't set it up very nicely for me.
Okay.
First of all, he didn't work a whole year for it. He worked 9 months.
All right, we got to back up even more than that because nobody mm-hmm. knows exactly what he's worked for.
All right. So we got married last June. And after we counted up all our wedding money, my husband got it in his head that he wanted to buy wave runners. And he wanted to buy 2 wave runners with all the accessories and all of that. And I said, no, we're buying a house and we need money for landscaping and, you know, contract work and all the stuff that goes into a house. And he wanted to spend $14,000 on these 2 wave runners. So I came up with the idea that if he worked his butt off and decided that he absolutely needed those wave runners, he could pay for half of the wave runners and then take out a loan for the second half and be responsible for the loan. So that was our deal. So for 9 months, he went and worked with friends on construction sites. He built decks. He did a lot of handyman work, and in 9 months, he saved up the money, and he went ahead and put down the $7,000 in cash and, called our bank and got a loan for the other half,
mm-hmm.
and he got the wave runners. Well, after he got the wave runners, I was kind of mad. I mean, he realized in those 9 months how much money $7,000 is and how that could go towards our house. Also, I've been wanting to go on a cruise forever, and he didn't take that into consideration, and I got mad, and I think I'm completely entitled to be upset that he's, acting like a little boy who wants his toys.
Okay.
Let
me make sure that we're clear on this. So when you had the initial conversation with him, the initial agreement, did you bring up the cruise? Did you bring up the house?
No.
Was it just the wave runners?
Not in that conversation, but he knew.
Well, wait, hold on a second.
I cut out, magazine articles about where I wanted to go.
No, that wasn't the question.
That's not my question. The agreement. I'm asking a question and answer the question directly, please. If you had an agreement with him about the wave runners and he fulfilled his part of the agreement, you still think you're entitled to call him a little boy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Because
I still don't know how she's stealing from him.
A man is someone who takes care of their financial responsibilities and. After 9 months of marriage, he could look around and realize, wow, there's a lot to be done around here, and my wife works very hard. Maybe she deserves a little playtime as well.
Okay, let's get to the second part of the story, because we haven't even gotten to that.
Oh, okay, so there's more. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, she hasn't stolen
yet. I'm sorry. So there's more. I just wanted to be clear on that. Okay, let's move forward.
Right, so up until this point, you guys made an agreement. He went through on the agreement that the two of you made together. At this point, you still think that he's being childish, but let's move on to the second phase.
Well, so I'm kind of upset that he actually went ahead and bought the Wave Runners with this money. And so I'm at home one day, and I get a phone call from the credit union, and they said, we haven't received your first payment yet, and you're going to get a late charge of $35. Maybe you haven't received the coupon booklet, or, you know, we're not sure, but if you send it in now, you know, you'll only be charged $35. Well, I was fuming. It validated everything that I thought about the whole negotiation, and I called my friend, and I said, can you believe this? Not only do we owe the bank $7,000, but we also owe them $35 late fee. You know, am I the only one who knows how to balance a checkbook? It was infuriating. So she has a car, a big SUV, and so she came over, and we hooked up the Wave Runners, and she took them.
Where?
To her house. They're behind her garage. So, and I told my husband obviously was wondering where they are, and I told him that the bank reclaimed them, repossessed them, and if he can go ahead and make the payment, half of the payment, that they would return them.
Half the payment, half of the balance.
So the 30, right. So I had to pay
$3,500 of the loan they're demanding.
So,
he'll get his Wave Runners back.
So in summary, he busts his ass, saves $7,000, takes out a bank note, and is financing the other $7,000. His first payment is 3 days late. That was the courtesy call. And the call, if I'm not mistaken, was, hey, in case you haven't received your payment book yet, your first payment is now due.
So it wasn't officially late.
Right. It was like a courtesy call saying, you know, sometimes the payment books take time to generate or whatever. Boom, you got to make your payment now. And so she uses this excuse to trick her husband into thinking that the water toys have been repossessed by the bank and cannot be reclaimed until he comes up with $3,500 more dollars.
Which, you know, he can't do.
Well, then he shouldn't have gotten himself in this mess.
Did you pay that first payment since the bank really didn't repossess those Wave Runners?
Yes, I did.
So I don't understand. I have zero idea how you can defend this.
You know, I grew up, I started working when I was about 14 years old. I have pulled my husband's credit out of the toilet. I have been nothing but responsible. He needs to learn how to handle his finances better. He's not 5 years old. You can't just stomp your feet and get any toy you want.
He did everything that you guys agreed to. Everything.
Yeah, but there's a subtext there. He needs to pick up on that.
What's the subtext? There was no subtext in your agreement with him.
The subtext is, hey, we're in our 30s. We're adults. Get your shit, or get your crap together, and you need to spend your money on family stuff. We are family.
That is not the agreement that the two of you made.
Well, and well, even if
you know what, he needs to read between the lines.
No.
Oh, come on.
You need to realize you're not his mother,
are you a psychologist?
Excuse me, I'm somebody that you called for advice from, I think,
no,
or took
I
call for justification from
advice.
Or support
know,
from, but I'm
know,
I am a woman and I'm telling
I'm
you
right.
that
I'm
I don't agree with you.
So to show your listeners,
no,
your
story is that you went back on the deal that you agreed to, and you're acting like his mother, and you haven't even been married for a year or just a year. This is ridiculous.
It's really not ridiculous.
It
What's
is.
Ridiculous is that if you take out a loan for $7,000, even if you don't get a coupon in the mail, set up an automatic payment so that this doesn't happen.
That has zero to do with the agreement that you made with your husband.
And that's also not why you're mad.
Right.
Well,
I'm not mad
because
he was 3 days.
But, I don't know why you're taking his side on this, because because
he fulfilled his end of the bargain.
Excuse me?
You can't see anything.
He fulfilled his end of the bargain. You did not.
You can't see anything that could be controversial with what you're doing. This is very black and white to you.
Yeah.
See that?
Wow, hold on, let me take a call
you know,
too.
It's about knowing your responsibilities. And, you know, I, as I said, I pulled him out of a horrible credit situation.
Doesn't matter.
If it wasn't for me, he would probably have to declare bankruptcy.
Doesn't matter. Not the agreement you made.
But she saved him, Bert.
We got that taken care of.
So she gets to tell him what to do and act like his mom the rest of the marriage.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Felicity, you're on Q100.
I am so furious, but not furious with him. For her to even assume that listeners would even remotely agree with this woman is ludicrous. I mean, this is definitely going to be a one-sided relationship, and she definitely, definitely went back on the agreement. And it, like Jeff said, I mean, it was only late, just a little bit late. Absolutely ludicrous. The woman's crazy.
And it was the first payment. Like I
think, exactly.
And I guarantee you, if you called your bank or your credit union or whoever it was back and said, we didn't get the payment book on time, blah, 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 they would cancel out that first charge, especially, you know, they might say, well, I'll tell you what, we'll delete it after you've made your first three on time or something like that.
Nicole, what I can't understand here is how your sense of what's right and wrong is so warped that you would actually think that people would rally behind you on this.
Well, obviously, you are not in this relationship. You don't know the history behind our finances. You don't know how irresponsible he can be.
Then you shouldn't have made the agreement.
Right.
Then you should not have made the agreement. You're something.
Well, I'm sorry. When a grown man is begging like a 10-year-old, jumping up and down, wanting his Wave Runners, what
you're
do you want
dramatic.
Me to do? You want me to be like,
you're being dramatic.
No, you know, he deserves some joy in life.
Nicole,
but, you know,
should have married someone
and
else.
Then you have to realize your responsibilities.
Nicole, let me ask you this. Damn. When you first talked about the Wave Runners and you guys sort of set up the deal about how he was going to do it, did you only agree because you didn't think he'd get the money?
I didn't think that he would.
So then he proved
you
wrong.
I was surprised. I was surprised.
Yeah, so then he proved
that much money. And you know what? After he saved that much money, I'm like, well, gee, nice of you to try a little harder something you want.
No, you're wrong.
So that's the only reason she agreed in the first place.
Hey, River, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? That woman is absolutely a serious manipulator.
You think?
Absolutely. How could you do that? You're lying to him, and you stole from him, and that's so much better than him being a child and not responsible. Then that was responsible what you did? Absolutely not. And if any woman agrees with you, they're just as crazy as you are.
I can't find anybody to agree with her. That's the good news.
What's going to happen, Nicole, if he goes into work, you know, or talks to his buddies, or even probably a better move, talk to like a buddy's wife, and they say, you know what you should do? I mean, that's you're not more than a month past due. You should go in and talk to the person who did your loan. And go, hey, I'm really sorry about this. Here's a check for two payments or something like that. And what are you going to do if he walks in and tries to negotiate that? Because
he doesn't have that insight. He would never do that.
But what he could find, somebody else might. Like, you're taking advantage of him, but somebody else might be smart enough. I mean, he got the loan.
He doesn't really discuss his finances with anybody but me.
You don't even know what he's capable of. You didn't think he'd be coming up with the money.
You know what?
And he got the loan on his own?
Yes.
He missed the first payment all by himself?
The sad thing is because you helped him with his finances in the past, you have no respect for him anymore. You have no respect for him, and I don't think you'll ever get it back.
A child, you treat them like
See? Exactly. You have no respect for your husband, and this is sad.
Good morning, Kelly. You're on Q100.
Hi. I want to totally agree with the last two callers. I mean, she is a manipulator, and she's being very selfish. I went through a very similar situation with my fiancé. He wanted a $7,000 guitar. We're both in our 30s. His credit's in the trash. I own the house. But yet, we made the deal. You pay for half, you finance the other half, and it's yours. We have a hole in our roof, but yet our agreement was to pay for half, and he's done that.
And that doesn't make you mad when you think about the hole in your roof?
It does, but, you know, that wasn't part of our agreement, and the house is mine in, you know, all technical terms, so shouldn't that be my responsibility?
You made an agreement with
him. She's comforted by the sounds of Stairway to Heaven.
We're going to go. Nicole, I can't find anybody to support you in this, and I can't, like I said before, that you've got this warped sense of justice that somehow, some way, you thought people would actually rally behind you, we could talk to you for the next hour and nobody would say what you're doing is right.
Is there anything that could happen? Because the lifespan of a wave runner in Georgia is not like how long you're going to own it for, but the season to use it is...
Well, we may be at... The good news is we may be out of water and he'll never have a wave to actually use it on.
It's like 3 or 4 months, right? And it took him 9 months to get $7,000, so it's fair to assume it'll take him at least 4 to get half of that, right? You follow my math?
Mm-hmm.
Which is right about the time summer's wrapping up.
Are you going to give... I mean, what is the plan for these wave runners?
And then all of a sudden...
He's going to stay there until he figures it out.
You realize what out?
You're talking about finances. Just you realize that at the end of this season, those $14,000 wave runners are probably going to be worth like $11,000. You know, because the value, it'll be a model year older and everything. So your cost, you're taking money out of your own family's pocket.
He should have thought of that when he didn't pay the first payment.
I feel bad for him. I really feel bad for him.
Yeah. This is, I can understand how, as a single guy, you're listening to the show going, I'm never getting married. Never, 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 never getting married. See you later, Nicole.
Hi.
The Bird Show.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.